Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning into the Owl's Nest. The Overwatch League Countdown Cup is here with brand new hero pools. How will it affect the meta and who stands to benefit? That's coming up in today's Owl's Nest. Welcome back to our regulars and to anyone who's new, any new viewers we have. If this is your first time visiting the Owl's Nest, please make sure to hit that subscribe button and like the video. Turn on the bell for notifications and leave us some comments about how you like the show. Like Mrat, who says, great stuff, so thankful for this kind of coverage of the league. So we just got back from our week off following the Summer Showdown Tournament, and now we're going into the Countdown Cup. And of course, the big thing on everyone's mind is, what are the new hero pools? How are they going to affect the meta? And this time we have out Widowmaker, Mei, thank you, as well as Orisa and Ana. So, Jake, the first question that I have for you is, obviously, you know, we saw a lot of Genji play that I think was enabled quite well by Orisa. Not everybody was running the Ana. We saw a lot of basic blades in the league. But how do you think that this hero pool is going to affect that? Do you think that Genji will still be the dominant hero?
I think you can't underestimate how impactful it is to lose Orisa. Because if you're watching the pro teams play, one of the things that is going to happen quite literally 100% of the time the Genji pulls out a blade, like unless the Orisa is dead, is getting the halt combo on the blade. It's so incredibly good. Mm-hmm. Not only to set up Genji, but disrupt the enemy while he comes in. There's just every possible thing is perfect for this combo. It's exactly what you need to put the big damage boost on. Not only that, you've got Supercharger to amp the blade up if you're not running Nano, which can go really well with something like a Rally, so it just sort of gets the job done as far as getting Genji damage boost plus survivability. The combo there is incredibly potent, and honestly, I think without that combo, I don't think we're going to see Genji play it. I think Brig still is incredibly impactful against Genji, and without the halt to mess her up and to pull her out of position, I don't think Genji's going to be consistent enough. So I honestly expect Tracer to come back and be the dominant flanker in a meta that is probably going to be shaken up a lot, I guess, because, you know, what's going to replace Orisa is the big question.
So what do you think this means for teams like the Toronto Defiant or the Paris Eternal, who, you know, had big surges in success?
I think I could see Genji still being played. But if it's going to happen, I think you're probably going to need to run an Ana. You're going to need to run another enabler, because Orisa was that enabler in the most recent patch.
So with Ana also out of the out of the hero pools as well, because she's the healer that was
picked out. Yeah, I don't know.
I honestly
don't think so,
Genji?
Right? Like, even if you had the Ana, like, I don't even know if teams would even run it, because the Ana itself is kind of out of the meta, at least in terms of dominance. It's a little bit of a weird situation that it's out of the pool, because it's Bap and Brig are obviously the dominant supports, and Ana just sort of barely squeaked by with enough playtime to get banned, so a bit awkward there.
Now, obviously, Brigitte did just see some recent nerfs. You don't think that they were enough to keep her out of the meta, though? You think that we're still going to probably stick with the Baptiste?
Unfortunately, I don't think so. I mean, I thought those nerfs, when I came down the pipe, I thought, wow, this is like exactly what we needed. Maybe Brig won't be so dominant anymore. And I feel like I was just wrong, like, from playing a lot of ranked, and I'm not 100% sure how it goes in, like, the scrims and for pro teams, but it seems that the hero is still very, very relevant, still puts out a ton of healing, and Rally is still the best support ult in the game due to its incredible length. The duration is not matched by any other support ult, right, where they're a much bigger burst of value in, like, a sound barrier or something, but Rally has no counters, and Rally lasts the longest, so those two facts together make it an incredibly potent ult. And even if Brig doesn't give pre-armor anymore, which is a huge hit to her, what she can do on the map, you know, it is possible to play without her, but I just still think the hero is so hard to kill and offers so much, even outside of her healing, that she's going to be a dominant force. Maybe not as dominant. I don't think she'll be... I don't expect, like, the 100% pick rate anymore, but maybe close, you know, still close in my opinion.
So with Orisa out, as you mentioned, you know, she was such a staple of the recent meta that we've seen. Do you think that we're going to see the Ryan coming in to continue the double shield between with him and Sigma? Or what are your thoughts on
that? I think that's the most obvious answer, is to play a Ryan. Just fits in well. But the other question in my mind is, if you play Ryan, does that make it worth to run Lucio? You know, Ryan is one of the most classic heroes that wants a Lucio on his team due to his melee status, right? He, you know, wants to close the distance. But it's also, I think, possible that we could see people play Dive, but I feel weird even predicting it because, I'm just teasing. Like, I don't, I just like, could it really, you know, with Baff and Brig, are people really going to play Dive? I think it'll probably will be a Rein Sig meta. But I do think we're going to see flanker play. Like, I think Tracer's going to see a lot of play just because heroes like Rein are very easily punished by flankers, or at least in theory they are. So both teams are going to want to get behind that Rein, you know, poke him in the back. Don't let him be the efficient frontliner that he wants to be.
So with those in mind, who do you think that we're going to see? Besides some of the obvious answers, obviously the San Francisco Shock are still going to be up at the top. You know, we expect Shanghai Dragons to be up there as well. What are some of the teams that you think are going to rise to the top in this meta? And who do you think may end up suffering that we've started to see make some ground in the standings?
This meta, at least the way I look at it, as far as taking away key enablers for Genji, to me what that says is that a lot of the teams that have made big gains recently, you know, did so off the back of great Genji performances, right? Like that's you know, it's the Toronto Defiant, that's the Paris Eternal, you know, like and even the Philadelphia Fusion played, I think, better than we've seen them, you know, with the Genji. They looked even better than they did with the, you know, Tracer plus Hitscan meta. So the irony is, I think we might be headed back in time just a little bit to, you know, where a team like the Shock is number one with a player like Striker, who, in my opinion, is, you know, a serious candidate for best in the world on Tracer. Like, he is just a monster on the hero. You know, I could see a team like the Valiant being incredibly good, you know, with Jax on the Tracer as well. I do think that hero is going to come back into form in a big way, not only because it's always been a good hero, right? Like, the skill on that hero is just so incredible. The pro players, they do so much with it. But also because when you cut a hero like Orisa, it's actually making the enemy a lot more vulnerable to pulse bomb. Because Orisa is one of the most... I mean, you can put a pulse bomb on Orisa, but she doesn't care too much. So a hero like Rein, I think, is actually really vulnerable to getting stuck and bursted down. You know, it takes off his armor instantly and he could get rushed down and stuff. So I think there's a lot of potential for that hero to become like a true carry hero. Because now it's no longer going to be enabled by, we're just going to halt combo every pulse bomb, which is pretty much what you did last in the previous meta with Tracer and Orisa. But now it's like you don't really have that assist on Tracer. You just need to be that top tier player finding those sticks. At the same time, it's going to make Bap's job a lot easier. He's not worried about like halts pulling people out of the lamp or whatever. It's really easy to block it with the drone. But I think that matchup is going to define a lot of things. The same way that the use of the blade defined a lot of teams' performance in the playoffs, I think the use of the pulse bomb versus the drone is going to be something to really look out for as far as who can succeed this meta.
All right, well, I'm never going to complain about watching more Tracer play. That's it, guys, for today. Thanks for watching the Owl's Nest. And before you go, make sure you click that bell to subscribe to our channel and get all the notifications on latest videos. I'd also like you to invite you to check out The Breakdown with Weirdbeard right here on our channel. The Breakdown posts new videos every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, covering topics like Dr. Disrespect's ongoing saga since his Twitch ban. Make sure you follow Jake at JakeOW on Twitter and Jake_OW on Twitch and YouTube. And until next time, stay on that payload.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.